Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So let's say the current tax plan passes where we reduce the amount of interest that we can borrow on the purchase of real estate that we can actually deduct on our taxes. Now, currently, let me explain. If you buy a principal residence for yourself and you borrow $1 million at 4%, okay, that will cost you $4.77 per $1,000 that you borrow. For a 30-year amortized loan, meaning you pay it off over 30 years, amortized means to kill. So to kill your loan over 30 years, you'll borrow $1,000, and for each $1,000, you'll pay $4.77 for every month until you've paid it off over 30 years. Okay. Now, if you borrow $500,000, it will cost you $2,385 per month to borrow $500,000, which is 500 times $4.77. Again, this is all at 4% interest. Now, if I calculate how much interest is being paid out of that $2,385, $2,385 is the monthly payment. A portion of that is going to go to kill the mortgage, that amortization. And the majority of it is going to be interest accrued each month that you are paying as a part of that $2,385. Now, if you calculate over 7 years from the beginning of your settlement date till the end of 7 years, the average amount of interest over that period each month that you're paying, the average amount of interest is $1,568 in interest. If you calculate 30% of 1568 as what your tax burden is, that you pay 30% of your income in tax, then that becomes the tax write-off, right? You can write off $1568. The savings on that 1568 is 30% of that amount that you don't have to pay in tax, which is $470.40 per month. Let me say this one more time, a little bit differently. If you're renting a home and you pay $2,385 a month, you pay $2,385 and you get no tax benefit. If you own a house and you are paying $2,385, which is a $500,000 borrowed amount, you can write off the interest of that $2,385, which is $1,568, and at your whatever your tax rate is, and I'm assuming a 30% tax rate. So the savings is 30% of $1,568 or $470 in tax benefit to you. If you're paying $2,385 and you get a $470 tax benefit, the reduction in overall cost, you pay the $2,385 up front every month to the mortgage company, but the government comes in and subsidizes your ability to purchase that house by giving you back a tax credit of $470.40 every month for that year. So it costs you really about $1,915. If you take the $2,385 minus the $470, it's like $1,915 a month, which is the argument that we often give renters for why they should buy versus rent long term, helping them to understand the tax benefit of home ownership. Currently, because $1 million is completely, the interest on $1 million is completely tax deductible in your principal residence, and I'm not an accountant and I'm not an attorney, just as a disclosure, I'm a real estate agent. I work at Long & Foster. I've been in real estate now for 30 years. So I have a lot of experience with about 2,900 houses under my belt. So what I'm explaining to you comes from a lot of my experience on the real estate side, and I'm legally able to advise you on real estate matters only, and this happens to be in that vein. If you cut from $1 million to $500,000, okay, you will lose the benefit, the tax benefit on that other $500,000 above $500,000 up to $1 million, which means that each month, every mortgage payment that you make, that $2,385, so in a $1 million payment, you've got a $4,760 monthly mortgage payment for the principal and the interest. Half of that amount is $2,385, and you can write off the interest on that half, and the other half you can't. It's kind of like rent. You're not going to get the benefit. So it changes the affordability for the average consumer on the tax day. They don't get the deduction on that other $500,000 in interest. So when it comes to tax time, they're going to have about $5,600 in additional taxes that they wouldn't have had prior to the change in the law. Now, any change in the amount, because let's say it's not $500,000, but let's say the federal government ultimately compromises and says, okay, we'll allow you to write off the interest up to $750,000. We've reduced then the total from $1 million to $750,000. Then anybody who's borrowing $1 million still gets the loss of that tax benefit between $750,000 and $1 million, and instead of it being $5,600, $5,700 in extra tax that you're paying, it's half that, or $2,800, $3,000, thereabouts. Point is that I personally do not believe that the impact of this is going to be as great as is feared. I do think that we believe in home ownership in America, but whether the federal government should subsidize people's ability to buy real estate by giving them a tax deduction is really the argument at hand. Because if you're buying a house at $750,000, $800,000, or $900,000, can you afford that extra amount each month? I'm not saying left or right here, right or wrong here. The question is whether you believe that the federal government should subsidize the purchase of real estate, and is that going to have a serious implication on the overall market? It will definitely affect the average consumer's ability to buy as much real estate. Let me explain what I mean. If you can't write off that other $500,000 up to $1 million, it means that you're going to cost yourself $470 a month when it comes to tax time. $470 a month is almost equivalent to what it would cost you to borrow $100,000. So if a person is borrowing $1 million and they're really on the edge of being able to afford to buy $1 million, it's going to cut their ability back to $900,000 from $1 million. It's going to cut somebody at 900 who's on the edge back to 800. So that's going to affect a certain segment of the population. Some people will not be able to afford as much or will feel uncomfortable in their affordability. The lenders don't qualify people based upon what their tax burden is, so it's not going to affect what the lender says. It just affects what their tax burden is at the end and maybe their comfort level in what they purchase. Look, we've been in a bear market. And we've gone through sequestration from 13 through 16 and 17. We've seen inventory creep up each year, but we've seen sustainability and we've seen fluidity in the market. So even if there is a cutback in what is tax deductible, I do not think that that is going to have an overall profound effect on property values. We may face a market rise anyways or a market drop anyways. We'll see. I personally don't think it's going to have that much of an impact. If you have an opinion, send it to me here at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm coming back with my final thoughts. Can't believe it already.